I want to propose something you may find shocking. Everything you've ever learned about generating leads and growing your business is wrong. Everything you've ever heard, everything you've ever tried, and everything you've ever done, it's all wrong. What I want to do in this short presentation is teach you a system for marketing your business to a point where it becomes instantly obvious to your prospects that they would be an idiot to do business with anyone other than you at any time, anywhere, or at any price. Let me show you how to leverage what you're already doing just by changing the way you do all of your marketing and advertising. I'm not talking about radical changes, just simple, common sense shifts, maybe 3% in one area, 5% in another, small changes that enable you to exponentially leverage your marketing's results and in the process, dominate your entire industry. In this short presentation, I'm going to teach you how to achieve massive leverage for your marketing, meaning simply that you'll make more money for the same time, the same investment, and the same effort you're expending right now. Why will this enable you to dominate your local market? Simple. Most businesses simply don't know how to do this. They don't understand the tremendous untapped potential that lies within their marketing. Most businesses today spend more money on marketing and advertising and then decide that whatever results they get from that marketing is probably about as good as it's going to get. I'm here to tell you point blank that nothing could be further from the truth. The marketing system I'm going to teach you today is based on unchanging principles of human nature that dictate that people always want to make the best buying decision possible, and therefore, marketing's job, your job, is not to yak incessantly about how great you are or how low your prices are. Your job is to position your prospective buyers so they have total control over the decision-making process, based on them having enough quantity and quality of information to determine that they're receiving the most value for the price they pay. The system I'm going to teach you is truly a breakthrough in marketing and advertising, yet it's simple and easy to understand, and this works literally every time it's implemented correctly, regardless of what business or industry you're in. I'm going to introduce you to some very common sense principles of marketing that you'll be able to instantly validate and embrace. Principles that will give you a clear vision of what your marketing is supposed to look like, and, just as importantly, what it's not supposed to look like. I want to show you the fundamental formulas and strategies to not only make your marketing work better, but to enable you to create what we call competition-crushing marketing. I want you to see how powerful all of this is, allow you to comprehend what the possibilities are for your business, and what a significant advantage you'll hold over your competitors when you implement it. So, let's get started. There are two main components to any marketing plan: strategic marketing and tactical marketing. Strategic marketing is the content of your message. It's what you say and how you say it, including the concepts you choose to focus on, the words and images you use to communicate those concepts, and the tone in which the message is delivered. Tactical marketing, on the other hand, has to do with the execution of the strategic marketing, such as placing ads, building a website, attending trade shows, and things like that. If I ask a business owner about their marketing plan, the answer almost always comes back in terms of tactical marketing. They send direct mail, run radio ads, create a website, those kind of things. But the key to effective marketing is to master the strategic side, not the tactical. What you say in your marketing and how you say it are almost always more important than the marketing medium where you say it. Both are important, of course, but the real leverage is in the messaging itself, and that's the strategic side of marketing. In fact, when a marketing campaign fails, the tendency is almost always to blame the marketing medium, like the TV or radio station, which is the tactical part of the plan, without any regard to how good or bad the strategy behind that marketing piece was. During this presentation, you'll learn how to see differently in a way that will make a profound difference in your marketing results. This system has been successfully implemented in over 400 different industries, including business coaches, social media consultants, contractors, business brokers, accountants, financial companies, retail stores, real estate companies, home builders, restaurants, software companies, doctors, dentists, remodelers, internet companies, manufacturing companies, and anything and everything else you can think of. Our revolutionary new lead generation system and our profit acceleration software works with all sizes of businesses, from startups clear up to Fortune 500 companies. This system will let you finally quit competing on price and start selling your product or service for what you're really worth. You'll drive in more leads and often see an increase in your advertising response by 2 to more than 100 times. You'll also convert a higher percentage of those leads and make your salespeople into superstars. You'll increase the amount of your average sale, and your list of clients that pay, stay, and refer will increase significantly. In short, you'll get a bigger bang for your marketing buck. But maybe best of all, you will finally have total control over your marketing and lead generation results. So let me ask you one simple question. What is the actual purpose of marketing? I mean, what is marketing really supposed to do? Well, in a nutshell, marketing is supposed to help facilitate your prospects' decision-making process. There are prospects out there that need to buy what you sell. Sometimes they need to be educated to that fact, that they need to buy what you sell in the first place. And other times, they already know that they want it, but they need help deciding who they should buy it from. Often they think they might want what you sell, but they have questions and concerns that need to be overcome before they'll pull out their credit card or checkbook. But consider this. Because these prospects are not experts in what you do, or their exposure to what you sell is quite low, they don't really know the relevant issues surrounding the purchase. They don't know how to make the best decision. They can't tell the difference between the best deal and the major mistake, which leaves an opportunity for you to provide them with this information and then guide them through the buying process. All prospects and customers want the exact same things, and it really doesn't matter what type of business you have. They want to feel confident that their money has been well spent. They want to get the best deal, not just the best price, but the best deal in terms of overall value. People instinctively want to make the best decision possible and not feel like they've got to second guess their buying decision. All you have to do as the marketer is figure out what's important to your prospects. Educate them as to what constitutes the best deal when it comes to buying what you sell. Remember, value. And then show them quantifiable proof that you actually provide the best deal in terms of price and value. All this has to be communicated to them in a way they'll pay attention to, believe in, and then take action on. Prospective buyers want and need to be educated so they can feel confident when making their purchase decision, and no one's providing it. But here's the good news. The first one who does provide prospects with this information wins all the most profitable customers available. When marketing is done improperly, the end result is 100% predictable. You start to feel intense pricing pressure from your prospects, and typically you're forced to cave in, lower your prices, destroy your margins, and make way less money than you should just to stay competitive. And you get to spend more time at work and away from your family than those that are successful. Here's the brutal truth. If you're always competing on price, it's because there's no discernible difference between you and your competition. There have been no additional parameters or relevant issues introduced to educate your prospects as to what really constitutes the best value when it comes to buying what you sell. If you feel like you're always competing on price, it's because price is the only relevant variable that you've given your prospects to consider. From the prospect's perspective, all things appear equal, so they default to the business offering the lowest price. It's not your fault, because every business school teaches the same old theory based on a broken model. However, I'm about to show you how to fix that once and for all. Our system, simply put, is a step-by-step program for innovating and growing your revenue and profits. The system will allow you to first be better than your competition, and then second, do better marketing than your competition. This allows you to separate your business from your competition and become the obvious choice for your prospects to do business with. Consider this. There are actually two sides to your business. First, there's what I call the inside reality, and second, what I call the outside perception. The inside reality encompasses everything you do and everything that makes your business great. It's all of your skills, the people who work for you, your expertise, the way you service your customers before, during, and after the sale. It's your systems, your operational procedures, your commitment to excellence. It's your passion and the way you conduct your business on a daily basis. Add these all together and they equal your value to the marketplace. That's what I call the inside reality. However, your outside perception has to do with how customers and prospects perceive your company. The outside perception is developed through the interactions that your prospects and customers have with your business. But here's the problem. If you provide unmatched and unequaled customer service, and your customers absolutely love you, none of that matters to your prospects if, number one, they don't even know you exist as an option, or number two, they see your marketing and advertising, and because of your inability to market your business correctly, their perception is that you're no different, or no better, or no worse than your competitors. I'd estimate that well over 95% of all businesses are completely inept when it comes to marketing, and the end result is that your inside reality and your outside perception are perceived to be different. That's why your marketing must do the heavy lifting for you. Let your marketing deliver eager, qualified prospects to your sales funnel. Everyone looks at the internet as the end-all be-all to all their marketing problems, but the reality is that the internet is a magnification tool that will amplify your mediocrity and screw up your marketing on a broader scale with bland messages that do nothing to facilitate the decision-making process of your prospects. Yes, the internet is an important tool in your marketing arsenal, but you need to have a great website, and that means you had better fix your strategic messaging that I've been talking about, or you're going to fail. I told you at the beginning of this presentation that everything you know about generating leads and growing your business is wrong. Let me clarify what that statement means based on what we've discussed so far. For decades, we've been conditioned to do marketing the wrong way. In the very early days of advertising, I'm talking about the late 1800s and the early 1900s, much of the advertising that existed back then was comparative in nature. Ads wouldn't just say, "Hey, we're better." They'd say, "We're better, and here's exactly why, based on this and that." On average, they did a pretty good job of building a case and helping prospective buyers understand the important issues in regard to their particular product or service. The result was that the outside perception was generally a pretty good reflection of the company's inside reality. Then the most significant event in the history of marketing and advertising occurred in 1945. Television was commercially introduced for the first time. Up until then, total national distribution of an advertising message was extremely limited to radio, print advertising in newspapers or a few magazines or catalogs. But with the introduction of TV, large advertisers could buy a TV commercial and reach just about every living person in the country for $4,000 a minute, usually sold in 1 or 2 minute blocks. What a bargain, even in 1950s money. But back then, there were only 3 channels, so demand quickly outstripped the supply of commercials, and prices shot through the roof. In response to the rising cost, the length of commercials shrank down from 2 minutes to 30 seconds. This meant that advertisers had less time to educate us to the important and relevant issues and build a case as to why they were different or better or unique. So instead of attempting to use shorter ads that highlighted their comparative benefits, advertisers changed tactics and started using slogans. That change made it harder and harder for the company's outside perception to accurately reflect its inside reality. But remember that marketing's first job is simply to get the prospect's attention. When running just 30-second ads, getting attention was still not a problem for these advertisers. But then what? That's right, after you grab the prospect's attention, you must then facilitate their decision-making process. Companies and their ad agencies found that this was a lot harder to do in only 30 seconds, but they also found out that they didn't really need to do it, because the number of real competitors, that is, the number of competitors that could actually afford to advertise on TV and run ads against their ads, was wonderfully few. They could spend a ton of money running 30-second ads and win by default. Now, if there happened to be two or three major competitors jockeying for the same prospects, like Pepsi and Coke, that was fine, because there was plenty of business to divide two or three ways. The bottom line is that a company's inside reality and outside perception didn't really have to match up. The lack of substantial number of choices eliminated this necessity. So the focus for all marketing and advertising shifted to simply getting the prospect's attention. That's when advertising lost its focus on selling and instead shifted its focus to creativity. The idea now is to get in the consumer's brain with something creative that would stimulate them and cause them to recall the product later on when they needed it. That's when slogans became the de facto marketing standard that is still in use today. 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. Breakfast of Champions, Home of the Whopper are just a few examples. This new creative approach took over advertising as we know it, and it soon began to filter into all other advertising media, including radio, newspapers, magazines, billboards, yellow pages, websites, Google AdWords, you name it. Once this new creative message was in place, the big companies opened up their checkbooks, spent lots of money, and basically gave people no other option but to remember this message. After hearing "things go better with Coke" for the 853rd time, you're going to remember it whether you want to or not. We call this CNR advertising, C for creativity, and R for repetition. Create an ad that's unusual, weird, shocking, funny, emotional, and so on. Spend $1 billion running that ad about 1 million times, and then haul your bag of cash down to the bank. We call this the era of the brand builders. And in the 1950s, 60s, and even into the 70s, it was a no-brainer formula for market dominance for the companies with the financial capacity to pull this off. And that's when it happened. Ad agencies started running this formula for all of their other clients, even the ones that were smaller and didn't have deep pockets. Business schools started teaching marketing and advertising based on these methods that were being successfully implemented by the largest companies in the world and churned out graduates who knew only one way to do marketing. Brand builder marketing and advertising became the de facto standard for how you do it. And after a few years, no one even questioned the formula. Which brings us to the crux of the problem. All of us alive today, with no exceptions, grew up in an era where almost all of the advertising you've ever seen or heard is a product of the era of the brand builders. Over time, we've all become conditioned as to what constitutes a good advertisement. We learned the fundamental pattern for what to put into a commercial. We learned about slogans and jingles and being funny. We learned that in marketing and advertising, the outside perception no longer has to reflect the inside reality. Let me repeat what I said at the very beginning of this presentation. Everything you've ever learned about generating leads and growing your business is wrong. And now you know why. And as a result of this new breed of advertising, jargon has now started to dominate all marketing and advertising. Think of jargon as words or phrases that are drearily commonplace and predictable, that lack power to evoke interest through overuse or repetition, and that are nevertheless stated as if they were original or significant. In advertising, you see and hear jargon all the time. Since businesses only have 30 seconds to try to convey what makes them special, they lump everything into jargon, such as largest selection, most professional, lowest prices, highest quality, best service, fastest, most convenient, largest in the state, more honest, we're the experts, we specialize, worked harder, gets the job done right the first time, and been in business for 4,000 years. Now listen, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be those kinds of things. Those actually make up the foundation you want to use to build your inside reality. But consider this. If my marketing says that I offer high quality and great service, isn't that drearily commonplace and predictable? Doesn't it lack power to evoke interest through overuse or repetition? Don't businesses state it as though it were original and significant? Does my inside reality, what really makes me good at what I do, does that really shine through? Can you tell specifically what makes me valuable to the marketplace when I say highest quality or best service? See, you simply can't describe, demonstrate, exhibit, reveal, or display your inside reality using jargon. It's impossible. And unfortunately, the end result is an outside perception that you're no different than anyone else. There's absolutely no distinction, no separation, and no differentiation. None. You just flat out can't make your inside reality and outside perception match up when you use jargon like this. In fact, let me give you a way you can easily and quickly evaluate your own marketing to see if you're getting caught up in the jargon trap. This evaluation is what we call, well, I would hope so. When you make a claim, don't think about it in terms of the words coming out of your mouth. Think about it in terms of the words entering your prospect's ears. This will enable you to realize just how absurd most jargon sounds. Look at the messaging in your marketing and then ask yourself if the prospect's immediate response might be, well, I would hope so. Let me give you an example. I recently saw a TV ad for a home remodeling company. Throughout the ad, they continuously emphasized the fact that their work was of the highest quality. It was fairly priced and they guaranteed 100% satisfaction. Well, I would hope so. Would you hire any remodeler who didn't provide all of those as a standard part of their service? Of course not. This is all jargon, drearily commonplace, lacks power to evoke interest through overuse or repetition. How about this one from a consulting company? Our training leads to change. We increase the productivity, performance, and profit of your company. Well, I would hope so. Does anyone hire a consultant for any other reason than to do those things? Most ads today are nothing more than a jargon fest. Does this jargon tell you anything about these companies' inside reality? What else would you expect them to say? Everyone's always going to say wonderful things about their company if they can get away with it. The problem is that if your company has an exceptional inside reality and you're using the same jargon as everyone else, then the outside perception is that you're all the same. And that's when prospects default to the company offering the lowest price. Price now becomes the only determining factor. When you use the simple evaluation, just ask yourself openly and honestly why anyone would choose you over your competition. Then evaluate your answer against the, well, I would hope so, evaluation. And finally, check out all of your advertising and marketing materials, including your website. Do they pass the, well, I would hope so, evaluation? Or are they all chock full of jargon? If they are, then you need to make changes. Stop thinking in terms of who else can do what you do. Instead, Think in terms of who else can say what you say. Because the answer, unfortunately, is usually anybody and everybody can say what you say. I know of a kitchen remodeler that ran by far the most impressive remodeling company in his community. Every member of his crew had at least 15 years of remodeling experience. They were all certified subcontractors. They had won multiple industry awards. They were the only kitchen remodeling company that provided not only a full satisfaction guarantee, but also a 10-year material and labor warranty on everything they did. They left the job site every night cleaner than when they first arrived. They also guaranteed they could remodel any kitchen in no more than 5 days, half the time of their competitors. This, of course, meant far less disruption and inconvenience to the homeowner. In short, their inside reality was literally second to none, but they had a huge marketing problem. Their marketing looked virtually identical to all of their far less worthy competitors. Their marketing said things like certified subcontractors, guaranteed satisfaction, and then a long laundry list of the work they performed, such as new cabinets installed, complete kitchen remodeling, and so on. Oh, and get this, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Well, I would hope so. But then ask this question, who else can say that? When the owner of this remodeling company was asked that very question, he got really defensive. He said, there's no other remodeler that can begin to match the work we do. Our subcontractors are far and away the best there is. No one, and I mean no one, can say what we say. Understandably, this contractor was extremely passionate and protective when it came to the superior company he had worked so long and hard to develop over the years. So finally, to try to get the point across to him, he was asked to pull up the websites of his 5 biggest competitors and see what all of them were saying on their homepage. Let's just say that his jaw hung open for about 2 minutes straight before he finally pointed at the screen and said, oh my gosh, look at this other company's website. I know this guy, he's terrible. But his site says the exact same thing as mine. In fact, I think he copied my site word for word. He then looked at the other remodelers and saw that all of their websites were virtually identical to his. So remember, it's not who can do what you do, it's who can say what you say. And if your marketing is full of jargon, then sadly that answer is that all of your competitors can. Is it evident that this might be a problem for you now and a tremendous competitive advantage if you could figure out how to fix this for your own business? So let me show you how to fix this. Let me explain how you can follow a very simple process we call the conversion equation. And when you do, you will eliminate jargon forever. I'm going to show you how to become a marketing powerhouse, make your outside perception become an excellent reflection of your inside reality, and finally begin to get the results from your marketing that you should be getting. The conversion equation has 4 main components. Let me start with a brief introduction, and then I'll go into more detail. The first component of the conversion equation is called interrupt. This is simply the process of getting qualified prospects to pay attention to your marketing. This is often accomplished by affecting the prospect emotionally. Sounds simple enough, doesn't it? Unfortunately, it's a lot more difficult to pull this off in real life, unless you understand what you're about to learn here. The second component is engage. Once the prospect is interrupted, it's critical to give them the promise that information is forthcoming that will help them make the best decision possible, or, in other words, facilitate their decision-making process. This is also best accomplished on an emotional level. The third component is educate. Once you've interrupted and engaged the prospect, you have to give them information that allows them to logically understand how and why you solve that emotional problem. This is accomplished by giving detailed, quantifiable, specific, inside reality revealing information. This turns the corner from an emotional sell. Remember, you interrupted and engaged them based on emotional hot buttons. To a logical sell. This is easy to do if you just follow this conversion equation. And the fourth and final component of the conversion equation is the offer. Now the prospect has been interrupted based on problems that are important to them emotionally, engaged by the promise of a solution to that emotional problem, and they've examined the educational information that makes your solution to that emotional problem real and believable. So the last step is for you to give that prospect a low, or better yet, no risk way for them to take the next step in the sales process. This can be accomplished by offering a free marketing asset, such as a report, brochure, seminar, audio, video, or something similar that educates them even more, so the prospect feels in complete control of the decision-making process. This conversion equation follows the formula for what marketing is supposed to do in the first place. In fact, at this point, we can simply say that your marketing's job is to interrupt, engage, educate, and offer. Creativity in advertising has the number one job, which is to dream up something so weird, so strange, so shocking, so unusual, so attention-getting, that it'll snap someone out of their state of autopilot. This is the first element, the interrupt. But here's the key. Here's what no one else seems to understand, and what just may be the most important thing you'll learn in this presentation. Once the brain is activated, it wants to be engaged. So it immediately and subconsciously searches for additional clarifying information. The brain wants to know, hey, what's this all about? How does this affect me? Do I need to do anything about this? Literally, on a subconscious level, the brain goes on a fact-finding mission. The bottom line is the brain wants to know, how is this important and relevant to me? Should I allocate any conscious bandwidth to this? So it searches for additional facts. If it finds them, it'll become engaged. If not, it will quickly revert back into autopilot. We call these important, relevant issues hot buttons. If you're a golf fan and you detect that Tiger Woods is on the television, it notices that on a conscious level because Tiger Woods is familiar. His presence interrupts you. Then your brain immediately asks, hey, what's Tiger Woods doing driving a Buick? Is there anything here that's relevant or important to me? Or, in other words, is this a hot button issue for me at this point in my life? What typically happens is your brain determines that a Buick is not important or relevant to you at this time. It doesn't do anything to solve any of your problems, and therefore it's not a hot button. And so your brain immediately reverts back into autopilot. Let me be crystal clear here. The interrupt is something that snaps a person out of their autopilot state, and it's based on something that's familiar, unusual, or problematic. But the interrupt can also be classified as a hot button if, and only if, it's based on something that's important and relevant to your prospect. Your best bet to successfully interrupt and engage your target market is to identify problems, frustrations, uncertainties, and annoyances your prospects have, and then address them in your headline or the first words of your script. Their pain in most cases is their hot button. And please don't think that this is some form of manipulation. All we're doing here is tapping into the problems that your prospects already have so we can serve them better and faster. We're not trying to manufacture a crisis for them. We're merely poking their problems and pointing out those problems so that their subconscious mind notices and brings us into their active radar screen. Now, here's the key point in all of this, and one that none of the big ad agencies understand, but one that you need to know in order to make all of this work for you. The interrupt that you use must be based on a relevant hot button. If not, the prospect will momentarily be interrupted, but will quickly revert into their autopilot state. This is one of the things that almost no one understands, and one of the main reasons everything you've ever learned about marketing is wrong. You've been conditioned to believe that as long as you've interrupted the prospect, that's enough. That's good enough. the job is done. But you have to realize that if you only interrupt the prospect, that's only 1/4 of the conversion equation. You've got to include all four components: interrupt, engage, educate, and offer, to get the maximum results from your marketing and advertising. Now, when it comes to actually writing the marketing, we typically like to portray the hot buttons in the form of headlines. The headline is the first opportunity you have to interrupt John and Jane Doe. You've got maybe 1 to 3 seconds max to interrupt the prospect, so you'd better make sure that the headline does its work with a message that is based on things that are important and relevant to that prospect. Remember, hot buttons, words and phrases that describe problems or frustrations that the prospect is feeling, so that their subconscious mind latches onto them and snaps them out of their autopilot state into conscious awareness. In print advertising, magazines, newspapers, and so forth, the form of the headline is obvious. In radio, the headline is the first sentence they hear. In Google AdWords, it's the first bit of text they read. On television, it's the first thing they see and hear. In brochures, business cards, other marketing collateral, and your company website, it's the first thing they see. Let me give you an example. When I ask most daycare providers why parents should choose them instead of the 17 other local daycares, they always give me the same boring answers: high quality, attention to detail, we supervise our staff better, we're honest, we've taken care of more than 200 kids, and so on. Nothing but jargon. Unfortunately, this exact same jargon shows up in boring, ineffective headlines. For instance, when I looked at the marketing of various daycares, they said things like this: safe, nurturing, and creative environment. Optimize your child's development. Acclaimed by thousands of parents. Accredited by industry professionals. A leader in early childhood care and education. Those are all real headlines from real ads, jargon, and more jargon. But note this as well. These headlines all speak to the daycare, not to the prospect. You could place the word "we" in front of all that jargon, and it would fit perfectly. We optimize your child's development. We're acclaimed by thousands of parents. We're accredited by industry professionals. Prospects don't care about the daycare. They care about themselves and their kids. None of those headlines address the problems or concerns of the parents, do they? If you really want to interrupt John and Jane Doe, you've got to use much more powerful language than that to get them to respond on an emotional level. How about this headline to effectively communicate the concept of a safe, nurturing, and creative environment? Ever felt like your daycare treated your child like a number instead of a little person? Or how about this one to convey being a leader in early childhood care and education? Is your daycare's idea of good educational curriculum watching Barney on TV? Or this one: introducing a daycare center that doesn't consider mac and cheese to be one of the four major food groups. All three of these headlines work in tandem with close-up pictures that work to reinforce this powerful and compelling messaging. That headline that said, "Ever felt like your daycare treated your child like a number instead of a little person?" Next to it is a 4-year-old child sitting in the corner with his head buried in his hands, crying. Talk about powerful, emotional, and compelling. Talk about interrupting. See how these headlines speak to the issues of the prospect instead of the daycare? See how they reflect a fanatical attention to detail that is the foundation of this daycare's inside reality? Of course you do, because it's obvious. Okay, to wrap up this discussion about interrupt and engage, let me address the topic of engage specifically for just a moment. To successfully engage, all you have to do is use a headline or a subheadline that promises the reader that if they will keep reading or listening to the ad, that they will get information that will facilitate their making the best decision possible. Not sales information, not "here's how great we are" information, but rather bona fide decision-facilitating information. Sometimes the headline itself will engage, but more frequently it's a subheadline that makes the promise to educate and therefore engages. Let's go back to the daycare ad and continue that example. Remember the one that had the headline that said, "Ever felt like your daycare treated your child like a number instead of a little person?" The follow-up engage subheadline would simply say, "How to ensure your child gets personal, loving, caring, one-on-one attention at daycare." Or the headline that said, "Is your daycare's idea of good educational curriculum watching Barney on TV?" The follow-up headline that engages says, "How would you like your child to be reading at a first grade level before starting kindergarten?" In both cases, these subheadlines clarify the first headline and let the reader know that if they keep reading the ad, they can expect to find specific details regarding each of these major hot button issues. In short, these subheadlines engage. And that brings us to the third and fourth components of the conversion equation: educate and offer. I mentioned earlier in the presentation that every marketing piece should contain a risk-lowering offer to encourage the prospect to take the next step. And that offer should generally be to receive additional information, or in other words, to further educate the prospect and to build your case. Now, here's the real key to success in marketing. The right offer allows you to capture a large percentage of all future buyers, in addition to those looking to buy right now. There's an educational process that the prospect goes through, from the moment they begin thinking about buying your product or service to the point where they actually complete the purchase. Most marketing only caters to those now buyers who'll be making a purchase decision in the very near future and does nothing or very little to educate those who are just thinking about it right now, but who might buy later. Here's the problem with that. At any given moment, the number of prospects who are ready to buy right now represent no more than 1 to 3% of all those who are ultimately going to buy what you sell. You've got 97 to 99% of your prospects who are in the thinking about it and gathering information mode. But when they're attempting to gather information, you don't give it to them. This is where the fourth component of the conversion equation becomes absolutely huge. Your offer gives you the opportunity to provide additional educational information to the gathering information mode prospects, and in the process, capture valuable information about who these people are so that you can proactively market to them on an ongoing basis. This allows you to take total control of your target market. The daycare that we've been talking about makes a perfect example of this. How many of the parents that see that ad for daycare remember the one that says, "Ever felt like your daycare treated your child like a number instead of a little person?" Or the one that said, "Is your daycare's idea of good educational curriculum watching Barney on TV?" Remember those? How many of those readers do you think are ready and waiting to relocate their kid from their current daycare to this daycare, and were relieved to see this ad so they could finally make the switch? My guess, maybe 1% maximum are now buyers. But because the headline, subheadline, and images are so powerful, because they do such a good job of interrupting and engaging, a lot more parents who are not ready to buy right this minute are going to see those ads, pay attention, and be interested. These powerful ads could easily compel as many as 10, 15, or 25% of the parents who read these ads to seriously contemplate changing daycare services. But if the ad's only offer is the typical one that most daycares put in their ads, "Call for a free consultation," then none of those future buyers are going to call. Why would they? If you're not ready to make a change, why on earth would you call now for a free consultation? You wouldn't. Furthermore, the ad itself is relatively limited in size. The daycare can't possibly cram their entire case with all of its associated evidence right there in the ad. It won't fit. This is why we would recommend that the daycare provide what we call an informational offer. What if they offered everyone who calls a free report titled 10 Things Your Daycare May Not Tell You? This report uncovers the 10 critical areas all parents must know and investigate before they place their kids with anyone offering daycare services. This revealing report compares the 17 most popular area daycares against each other in all 10 of these areas, saving the parents their time, effort, and energy when making that all-important decision as to who will watch their child. But here's the really neat part of having this type of offer. When the parents do call in or go online to request the free report, the daycare can now capture that prospect's contact information and proactively market to them from now until forever. Then the daycare would set up what we call a drip campaign to consistently and repetitiously follow up with these interested parents and keep providing them with additional decision-making information until they finally become ready to buy. Depending on what you sell in the specific situation, there are actually 8 different types of informational offers that you can offer your prospects. And if you want to dominate your marketplace, you've got to get your offers right as well. Hopefully this is all coming together for you now. Interrupt, engage, educate, and offer make up the conversion equation. And that equation is literally the backbone of all the incredibly successful marketing campaigns we've ever put together. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. You can probably tell from the depth of information in this presentation that I have a bona fide step-by-step system that helps business owners just like you become financially free using superior marketing that makes your phone ring. We've developed a system that enables us to walk into any business anywhere in the country and find that business a minimum of $100,000 in additional revenue and do so in less than 45 minutes. Yes, you heard that right, $100,000 in additional revenue in less than 45 minutes. Let me show you how this works. In every business, there are 5 possible ways to grow. We have foundational elements, then more leads, more conversions, more transactions, and more profits. This is what we refer to as the core. Too many business owners are fooled into thinking that the path to growth is found in the latest social media tactic, and they get distracted instead of taking the time for a comprehensive and systematic examination of the core strategic possibilities. Under foundations, we have 4 possibilities. Strategy, and the conversion equation is one element of strategy. Market dominating position, policies and procedures, and the positioning of trust, expertise, and education. Under more leads, there are referral systems, joint ventures and alliances, publicity and PR, direct mail, advertising, digital marketing, and so many other options. Under more conversions, we have 5 distinct categories: compelling offer, scripts, initial close rates, follow-up close rates, and drip campaign. Then we have more transactions, where you can grow your business through a sales team, more appointments, additional products and services, increasing the frequency of purchase, downsell, and by reactivating former customers. Finally, under our section of more profits, we could look into the options to increase prices, increase the longevity of the buying relationship, upsell and cross-sell, bundling, and cutting costs. All of this makes up the core, and believe it or not, it's even more complex than we're making it out to be. For example, with your sales team, you have to consider the sales manager, compensation models, hiring and managing superstars, training, prospecting and lists, trade shows, dream clients, dealing with decision makers, closing the sale, buyer's remorse, and order fulfillment. And what about digital marketing? You have to consider content, search engine marketing, social bookmarking, search engine optimization, data science and analytics, copywriting, e-commerce, behavioral, networks, local, blogging, reputation, affiliates, live video and audio, email, your website, mobile marketing, link sharing, paid advertising, conversion optimization, and social media. And we can go even deeper because in social media, we can look at Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and a host of others. And in paid advertising, we could consider Google Ads, Facebook Ads, retargeting, sponsorship, video, rich media, banners, and many others. So now, not only do you have the core, but you also have the subsets and the sub-subsets of the core. How do you know what to do first, then second, then third, and why? And how can you know for sure what impact each action will have? In the marketing field today, some supposed marketing guru comes along and says, hey, if you want to grow your business, you should start running Facebook ads. Like, really? It makes no sense that you would avoid the core. Offering a solution to grow a business without doing a thorough diagnostic is similar to a quack of a doctor offering drugs to a patient without doing a thorough exam. That's blatant malpractice. This is why we created our proprietary profit acceleration software. This software gives us the unprecedented ability to uncover major financial breakthroughs across 40 areas of your business. One area we're going to look at is your conversion equation. Once we uncover your financial breakthroughs, the software analyzes and then prioritizes each area so you know exactly what to do first, then second, then third, and so on, based on which area can make you the most money in the shortest amount of time and at no cost. You'll see how much more revenue and profits you should be able to earn every month over the next year. We only need to find you small incremental changes over a few areas for you to see massive growth. And we'll provide you with a step-by-step roadmap that will detail the exact steps to take to make all this happen. You'll see the exact steps to take so that you start putting money in your pocket right away. Let's meet for 45 to 90 minutes. We'll look at various ways we can jumpstart your marketing, your website, and your lead generation strategies. As we do, we'll uncover multiple areas where you have hidden profit opportunities. And best of all, there's no charge for this initial assessment. Now, I'm sure you're wondering why we would do this for free. Simple answer, the vast majority of business owners we assess are so busy and overwhelmed, they often ask us if we would help them implement the various strategies we reveal in the assessment, and we end up with a new client. That option will be your call. There will be no selling on our part. If you would like help getting everything in place quickly and effectively, let us know at the end of the assessment. But there's something we want you to know about our coaching services. Not only are our fees easily affordable for any business owner, but if you decide to work with us, it won't end up costing you 1 cent. Yes, you heard that right. Our services won't cost you a cent. Whatever fee we decide is right for your business, we will find you 3 times that amount in our first coaching session. And get this, you won't pay us our fee until after we show you a 300% ROI. If for any reason we fail to find you that 300%, you keep the money we did find for you, and we'll shake hands and part as friends. We guarantee all of this in writing. And if you're wondering how we can guarantee such results, it's very simple. We've worked with thousands of business owners, and we know how to make them money. Generating 300% of our fee in our first coaching session for you is child's play. We hope you found this presentation valuable and that the information we presented will enable you to generate more revenue and profits for your business. We look forward to speaking with you shortly. Thanks for investing your time with us during this presentation.